This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. This series focuses on the impact of the creative sector on our lives and community. Creative Impact guests are the driving forces that make Washtenaw County one of Michigan's strongest and most vibrant arts and creative industry hubs. The Arts Alliance is the local agency advocating for the creative people and industry experts who live, have creative practices and jobs, own creative businesses in Washtenaw County, and lead the sector locally, nationally, and internationally. The Arts Alliance is our partner in Creative Impact. Its president and CEO is Deb Pollock, and welcome back for another edition.
David, it's the holiday season.
It is indeed.
And
I've heard that.
Yeah, you can hear it, absolutely. So what puts you in the mood for the season?
You know what? In my own family and observing out in the community, for me it's all about the little kids. To see little kids line up to see Santa, to see the kids get excited about Hanukkah and Christmas and all of the things that that's going to bring, and the way that children bring adults together, to me, that's what spells holiday.
That is pretty magic. What always marks the season for us is at Thanksgiving when the table's set and we're ready to sit down. Russ always puts John Rutter's The Holly and the Ivy album on the player, and the house is filled with...
So you're not even through Thanksgiving and you're starting with Christmas.
It's absolutely true. And so the house is filled with traditional English carols, and our family knows that the holidays have begun.
Well, that's a good way to go about it. I think that, each family celebrates in their own way, and that's important. And for those who are of faith and attend services, I think that it is music playing an important role in how we go about our celebrations and celebrating our faith. On our last Creative Impact show, we talked with Regina Lambert Hyatt, the cantor at Temple Beth and Meth in Ann Arbor, about the tradition impact of music in Hanukkah and Jewish holidays. Well, now we're going to move on to something different.
Yeah, so we're looking at a two-parter, this Creative Impact. Continuing to talk about music and religion and places of worship. And today our guest is Terry Farmer. He is the music leader for the First Congregational Church of Ann Arbor. He's their contemporary worship service leader. So let's welcome Terry to the show.
Welcome to Creative Impact, Terry. Thanks for joining us, especially during what is a very busy season for two church musicians.
Hello, David. It's always great to talk to you, Deb.
Yeah, always good to connect, Terry.
Well, since Creative Impact often focuses on jobs in the arts and creative industries, let's begin with your background, Terry. Music's been in your life, well, almost from the beginning. It's taken you on quite a journey, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It was built into my family life, in the fabric of my household when I was growing up with a professional musician grandfather, and then my older siblings being very involved. To the point where when I was 13, my oldest brother, Chris, just said, okay, we got our first gig in 2 weeks. You better learn how to play the drums.
And what kind of music were you playing at that point in your life?
We formed a family wedding band.
Oh, interesting.
They needed a drummer. I was the drummer. It was like the Osmonds.
Well, and there you go. Ritual, right? Weddings, right?
Starting
from the beginning.
From 13 to 20, we did like 250.
Wow.
And then that just kept progressing. I went to Michigan State, and I got into an established... I started playing guitar during this time, too. And I got into an established original band that was with some older guys, and that developed enough into moving to Detroit and then moving to Los Angeles. And then as I broke away from that, I started to create and write my own music, and... that, again, brought me all sorts of opportunities playing across the country in an original band. And then I also became a side musician for some really great bands. This was through my brother, including Jan and Dean. I got to play guitar for the Temptations and Little Anthony and Sam from Sam and Dave. And
wow.
All sorts of the Shirelles, and that was cool. But my heart was in writing music and playing rock and roll that had a lot of spirit, and that's what I ended up doing for about 3 or 4 years.
So what led you into the realm of church and worship music?
Well, that didn't enter in until quite a bit after that period. After, just to sum it up, the rock and roll period, I took a break from that. Actually, I ran away from it.
I know many who do.
'Cause my head was pounding. And I went and studied classical music, classical guitar for solidly for 6 years in Colorado and Cleveland. And then when I came back to Michigan to live in 2000, my son was born. I started to play and write again, and continue my classical studies and classical teaching. And I got a gig playing guitar behind a beautiful singer at the First Presbyterian Church in Ypsilanti, right there on Washington.
Right.
And I did that for several years, and I started to see what that kind of scene was, whatever was evolving as what you would call a contemporary service. And that was just by chance, really.
So you found your way there. And that eventually led to you becoming a music director at a church.
That's right. My family and I had joined the First Congregational Church just because it's so charming and so resonant to, you know, kind of our perspective. Then after a few months, they were deciding to start a contemporary service, and that brought in brought in a new pastor, Darcy Crane, and one of her charges was to start this. And this is right at the time, Deb, if you remember, we had a radio show called Radio Free Bacon.
Right.
And that band that was part of that radio show kind of, in a way, became the original band for this service. And so it was like, I'm the band for that job. And that's how it happened, and that was 10 years ago.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollock, and our guest today is Terry Farmer, and he's music leader for the First Congregational Church of Ann Arbor's Contemporary Worship Service. This is the second in a two-part Creative Impact series on music and religion and places of worship during the holiday season. So you're doing the contemporary part. There is a music director as well for the traditional services. How do the two of you work together to best serve the congregants?
Well, over the last 10 years, we've worked together to some degree. There actually, a new director just came in. Shohei Kobayashi just came in this year to direct the choir, but honestly, there is not what has happened. There's not that much interaction. What we've found in reality is that there are people who resonate with the traditional format. There's choir, there's organ, there's anthems, doxology. And then the format that we've developed, and it's evolved quite a bit over 10 years. It's been in three different locations within the same building. And the people who regularly, dedicated, come to our service really enjoy our format.
So, Terry, does that format change what we would expect to be the traditional holiday services as well? Does that change things up for the folks that would typically want their silent nights and aways in the mangers that come along with what we typically think of the holiday music?
No. What it changes is the texture.
Okay.
It's you know, instead of an orchestral or choir, it's a rock and roll band. I personally call the service a rock and roll service. And I mean it like in the spirit of rock and roll that has like that the Bruce Springsteen impulse, the Bob Dylan impulse, where there's poetic transformation, where you feel it. And the music, you know, what I choose for the band to play is songs like Little Drummer Boy, Do You Hear What I Hear? More graphic folk-like songs like The Angel Gabriel or The Cherry Tree Carol. We do Silent Night, we do Away in the Manger, but the texture is quite different.
So why do you believe, Terry, that music, whatever form it comes in, is so connected to our religions and our rituals, particularly during the holiday season?
Well, I think we all share our kind of default Christmas moods that we had when we were children, and the songs are intimately tied into that. And we do all those songs in both services at the church. But the Christian impulses and the looking for meaning in life really is accentuated at this period. And the stories and the songs and the fables, they all help us see each other more. they see each other as in the mirror of our relationships, and we look at each other in a in a way that is searching for God, searching for meaning, and the music is is the greatest teacher.
Do you find that children are feeling it through the kinds of services and music that you're providing?
To some degree. Unfortunately, in our service, the church school happens at the time of the 10 a.m.
Right.
Tradition.
So they're not in there. Right.
So, but there's always kids around, and it's fantastic.
And you can hear a rock band throughout the entire building, I'm sure.
It's true.
Terry Farmer, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it.
Yes, thank you both.
Terry, thank you. Have a joyous holiday.
You too.
That is Terry Farmer. Terry is the music worship leader for the Contemporary Service at First Congregational Church in Ann Arbor. Deb Pollack, thank you, and we'll see you again next week.
Looking forward to it, David.
Deb Pollack is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and my co-host for Creative Impact. Visit the Creative Impact Archive at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.